A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening at 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a clear sky, 39 degrees. KSL's top story.
The inauguration of Joe Biden.
Hours ago, bells rang, candles were lit, all honoring American lives lost to coronavirus. In Salt Lake City, in Provo City, bells rang 15 times to remember 1,500 Utahns who died. In Washington, D.C., it was a somber and stunningly beautiful memorial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Hallelujah. President-elect Biden starting his presidency with this memorial at the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool on the National Mall.
It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Vice President-elect Harris also spoke in honor of the 400,000 Americans who have lost their lives to COVID.
Though we may be physically separated, we, the American people, are united in spirit.
Meantime, in a recorded farewell address released by the White House, President Trump sends a message to his supporters.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it.
In the speech, the president talking about his many accomplishments, saying his administration built the greatest economy in history. He also said that the assault on the Capitol horrified all Americans and that political violence can never be tolerated. Pro-Trump attorney Sidney Powell has withdrawn a lawsuit seeking to throw out the election results in Georgia. The withdrawn lawsuit was the last legal challenge filed by President Trump and his allies seeking to overturn the November 3rd election result. More than 60 claims were filed in state and federal court, but nearly all of them have been denied. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The gavel has fallen and the 2021 legislative session has begun in Utah. So what are lawmakers from Utah's majority party saying they'll focus on? Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
We hear every year that education is the top priority among Utah's lawmakers, and the same is true for 2021, but they also say the state's COVID-19 response has to share the spotlight on Capitol Hill. Senate President Stuart Adams called on the Salt Lake City School District to offer in-person learning in his opening address. He also says 2021 needs to be the year of the tax cut, and he's calling for more of a focus on mental health issues.
Senate President Stuart Adams says they're going to look to eliminate the tax on Social Security benefits. KSL News Time 603, having your voice heard during the legislative session is still possible this year, even with the Capitol closed to the public. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with details.
The easiest way to watch lawmakers debate bills or express your opinion in a committee hearing is to click the calendar button on the state legislature's homepage. House Minority Leader Brian King says it's a good thing people can join these meetings for the first time ever by video.
And that they will be able to weigh in terms of questions or get in a queue to be able to potentially at least ask questions or make comments in real time.
It'll be different for lawmakers, too, who have the option to be virtual. King says some who are vulnerable feel they're putting their constituents at a disadvantage by not being in person.
I think every legislator is going to have an obligation and the challenge of balancing those considerations out.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, three more days of work this week, and the Davis County Health Department is planning three more mass vaccination clinics, including appointments available for seniors on Friday. That's what they say. More than 5,500 people were vaccinated in Davis County last week. Utah County health officials are hoping to administer about 6,000 vaccinations this week. Utah County spokeswoman Aislinn Tolman Hill told KSL's David Dujanovic, in spite of some early glitches, their online registration system seems to be working well now. In fact, they're able to schedule some additional appointments.
We have a service that we have made available so that individuals, really anyone, can sign up to be notified of when we have additional appointments available.
Hill says the county's been working on developing a scheduling system since May. Three members of the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, along with five members of the Quorum of the Twelve, received the vaccine today, all of them over age 70, and they qualify for the vaccine based on state guidelines. The church sent out a picture of President Russell M. Nelson receiving his first dose of the vaccine today. KSL News Time 6:05 and Ricky Meese. Tail end of the rush. Are things calming down nicely?
Yeah, it's not too bad out there. In fact, it's been a lighter commute than normal. That's the good news. But a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up of a new crash in Utah County, 800 North, 600 West in Orem. And there is debris across all lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Inauguration coverage continues with my minute of news in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.